sinners and choosers, I've got a quick announcement for you before we get into this great episode, one of which I wanted to make, and one of which I didn't. The one I wanted to make was that this is basically the one-year anniversary of this podcast, was as of a couple days ago from this release. And so really from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. The other thing I didn't want to talk about was, of course, the elephant in the room, if you're listening when it comes out, the election. And my prevailing sentiment is that it seems like we have a hard time talking to each other. I think politics, it's interesting, right? Because it's a necessary and natural fruition of humans living together, needing to allocate resources. And we have come to a point in society where luckily most of us believe on some level this should be done in as fair a way as possible. We just completely disagree on what's the fairest way. And I think a lot of us have not given each other enough benefit of a doubt that the other is not trying to screw us over. We all just completely disagree on how to go about it. But I think that whatever side of the aisle you're on, whoever you voted for, I think what's going to help is taking the best case version of the other side's argument. Believe that they're acting in good faith. Believe that they actually do, on some level, think they're helping. And if you don't believe that, love them anyway, man. And you can tell by this episode, I think we mentioned it, I can't remember which episode, if we talk about it in this episode or other episodes, but if we talk about the election, we now have the interesting benefit of hindsight and just how ignorant I am at various points. So, thank you guys so much for listening. Here's Claudio. Sinners, choosers, lovers, dreamers, hypocrites, cynical bastards, and everyone who hates thinking about religion, welcome to Choose Your Own Religion. My name is Joe. Thank you guys for tuning in this week. Got an awesome, super fun episode for you this week. One of the silliest episodes I've had in a long time with my great friend Claudio Saavedra. Claudio's an improviser, comedian out here in Los Angeles, and I hope you guys like fun and dumb times, because we had a really fun and dumb time that needed to be fact-checked a lot, so I hope you're ready to do some Googling there. If you've never heard this show before, this is a show that can sometimes be silly, sometimes it can be serious. We try to make up a new religion every week on this show, and we definitely did on this one, and Claudio really just made one up in the perfect Claudio way, especially if you know Claudio, and if you don't know Claudio, you're going to get to know him really well. And if you like this show, I'll be arrogant. I know you guys are going to like this episode. So when you do, please go to chooseyourownreligion.com, go on the Facebook page, subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher, and leave a rating or review there. And please send me an email to joe@joequint.net. I love hearing from you guys. It really does mean a lot to me. Please let me know if there's anything you want me to talk about, or if you just want to shoot the shit with me. Thank you guys so much. I do love you all. So please, give it up for Claudio Saavedra.
Allow the soothing music and uplifting affirmations to center your heart and mind in an awareness of God's love.
Wake up, my dear sinners. Wake up from your deep rest. Won't you say your prayers? Know that you are blessed. I love you, oh, but Jesus loves you the best, and I hope that you choose your own religion.
So, I can't remember, because we, despite all our conversations, I felt like one time you mentioned you were Catholic growing up. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
I mean, it wasn't that. I'm South American, so.
What? So you think I make racist guesses?
No, I just think that's an educated guess.
It's like a high, super high percentage down there.
It's just you're either Catholic or that's it. Or some like indigenous like religion.
Right. There's no, you don't have the chance to be a Mormon or a Scientist. There might be Mormons by now.
No, for sure.
Because of the missionaries.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
Yeah. But you grew up here.
Up here in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Spent like I was 10 years old until 10. Fuck. Uh-huh. What's going on? I'm a little hungover, sorry guys.
No,
I grew up in Seal Beach, and then when we were 10, our family moved to the Valley, Granada Hills specifically.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there I'll probably just die around somewhere near Granada Hills.
Just bury me in the hills of Granada.
I'm just so lazy. I'm just never going to move.
Oh, yeah. When you say Catholic, though, because Catholic is the Judaism of Christianity, and that it's like some people, it's just a pure cultural thing.
Sure.
Yeah. For you, what was it? Was it like a cultural thing, or did you actually go?
Well, my mom put me into Catholic school for junior high, so sixth grade onwards, and then I went to Catholic high school. Mm-hmm. But from six, like when I went to these Catholic schools, I wasn't religious at all. Like, well, I was. I mean, I believed in God, and and I, for the most part, I was like, you know, still felt super guilty about all the nice things that made me smile. But I like before
the nice things that made me smile.
Yeah. Then I was like, oh, there's a, for some reason, this is a sin. I can't do this anymore.
Yeah. If I'm happy, yeah, it can't be good.
But I was like, I remember in fourth grade, for some reason, I got super into Catholicism, like really into it. Like
nerdy about it?
Yeah. Like, well, just, yeah, it was nerdy. It wasn't like a religious thing necessarily. It was kind of like, what? So many people are Catholic. Yeah. Not just my family. What is this? It's like, you find out it's like 2,000 years old and you're like, wow, what, then Jesus was like the first dude. And then you're like it just kind of like, it fascinated me more than like I was religious.
Right? Yeah. You got like a lot of Pope biographies to work through.
Yeah.
You know, there's like how many popes have there been by now? Like
40?
40?
Is it like as many presidents as there are? No.
40 seems way
like
low.
200?
Probably 200, right?
200 or 300?
I mean, they have to like recycle, so it's like John the 28th or something like that. Yeah.
A couple popes were like a pope for like a day.
That's true. And then they get like voted out.
They got like stabbed or something. I don't know.
They had to like invent a reason, like a new God reason why they should be out.
There were multiple popes at a certain point.
Do you have a favorite pope?
No.
No? Not even, really?
I could just like lie and say JP.
The one that we grew up, the 90s one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he seemed decent. I really knew nothing about him other than everybody loved him. That's, you know, like, all I knew
about
him.
The current
pope. Yeah. Augustine?
Is pretty cool.
It's Augustine, right?
Mm.
No?
I don't think so.
Wait, is Augustine the one that was bad? Oh, there was one. Benedict was the one that was like,
everyone didn't like Benedict.
It was universally panned.
Yeah, and he's like, I get it. I'm gone. And he quits.
That was a rare moment.
Yeah, and that was kind of cool to like live through, to like see a pope like step down.
You know what? And major props to you if you are the pope who is like the leader of a billion person religion.
Yeah.
Classically, one of the most powerful positions in the world. For like hundreds of years, you were the most powerful guy
in the
world. And then, but you're just like, people really are not a fan of this idea.
Well, he handled all the pedophilia stuff very poorly, right?
Right. And he used to be a Nazi. I think that was the other part of
it. Nazi youth. I mean, come on.
Just the youth.
He wasn't.
Just the youth.
He wasn't an actual Nazi. So I'll give him that one.
That's fair. But no favorite pope.
I'm going to say the current one. Whatever his name is, I like him.
I mean, he's supposed to be like really progressive.
Yeah.
And it's so bad. I don't know his name.
We know it.
Yeah.
It's just not in our.
Maybe it might be Augustine. Anyway.
It's not. I'll tell you that right now. It's not.
Everybody
it's
like at home
Francis
is like.
Or something. Yeah. Anyone listening to this right now
is infuriated.
It's just like, how do you not know? I know he's Argentinian.
Yeah.
I know his family's Italian.
I'm gonna mention it in the intro when I do it.
Do you want to just like Google it right now?
No.
Okay.
We'll do it in post.
All right.
So you're in fourth grade. You're getting nerdy about Catholicism. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Check this out. Yeah. So I was in fourth grade, like super into finding out about the, you know, Catholicism. Mm-hmm. And then like whatever, I fall out of it, whatever. And then years later, I'm at a high school party. And a girl that I went to fourth grade with, I see her there, just like, just one of these like house parties. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh yeah, I think I remember you. You were super into Jesus. That's the only thing she remembered about me.
And that's the memorable thing.
Yeah. And then at this time I'm in high school and I'm like super cool. I'm like, what are you talking about? I was in front of my friends. And I was like, I was never into Jesus. You know?
Oh no.
Yeah.
That's like, that's stuff that they like, that's like the plot of like Christian, like, little like mini series.
Oh, right,
right?
Right,
like, you
right.
know, like those Kirk cartoon Cameron. Ones. Yeah. Kirk Cameron. There was one where it was like, there's like a cartoon series where they went back. They're like time travelers and they went back in the Bible. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, but this sounds great.
But they were like, it's like a team of three. Like, think of like, it had a vibe of like Scooby-Doo, but just smaller. And it took the biblical stories like really seriously.
Is it a cartoon?
Yeah. It's a cartoon. Oh, it's killing me. I can't so many things to Google after
that.
That's the Augustine kids.
Yeah.
But they went back in time, and I just, this seemed, but there would also be like focus on the family. Like, do you ever remember like Wits End, like that radio program? It was like, there's a whole radio program too. It wasn't called Wits End. It was called something else. Like Adventures in Odyssey.
You got to stop trying to name things, dude.
Gotta just let go of the specifics. But anyway, the idea that like the picture of like you growing up and to be an evil teen who's like, no, I never loved Jesus. Yeah, I mean, that's like,
that was me.
That's classic Peter shit.
Yeah.
Right? Before the cock crows, you'll deny me three times.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds familiar.
he turned out okay.
Which is the one who changed his name? Saul and Paul, right?
Yeah, he wasn't a disciple, though.
He
came late to the game.
Oh. Well.
He, like, beat up Christians first.
Cool.
Yeah.
That was me.
You're beating up Christians.
No, I didn't beat up anyone.
No, you're Peter. You're just denying cock crows, that type of stuff.
Okay.
So that was high school you.
Yeah, I was Peter in high
school. Wait, what happened between high school and fourth grade that made you become cool? Like too cool for Jesus.
By the way, cool is, I'm doing
quote
quotes.
Unquote, yeah,
I'm not actually cool.
Yeah, I meant like too cool for Jesus.
What happened? My dad is not religious at all. At least he wasn't when I was growing up. But my mom, it was. So I think like I just had a couple conversations with my dad, you know, in the car going somewhere. And he's like, why do you, he's like, I don't believe in any of that stuff. And I'm just like, yeah,
that's,
I guess
so
me
funny.
Neither. And I was just like, just thinking about it more. I'm like, I don't need it.
Yeah, it wasn't like some kind of like you felt betrayed by anybody or anything, or
no,
you didn't feel lied to. You're just like,
I was just like over it. At a certain point, I was like, all right, I've had my fill, because I was like such a nerd about it. And then like when I went to Catholic school, it was like more of it, and I was like, I'm done. I don't want any more.
I can only dive so deep.
Yeah,
yeah. Wait, so you went to Catholic school when?
For sixth and then high school. So
all high school.
Yeah, all high school and then junior high.
Oh wait, so you're turning into edgy atheist Claudio, and I've been an edgy atheist too.
Yeah.
But you turned into edgy atheist Claudio in high school at the Catholic school. Like, I don't believe this shit,
in
but I'm
junior
still
high,
showing up to like
yeah, you have to go to
chapel.
Mass. Yeah. They'd have like school-wide mass every once in a while.
How much of a percentage of kids were like in your, had a similar view as you, like that were not really that into it? A solid percentage?
I feel like 80%.
Damn.
I really feel like 80%. Maybe it's just because of my small group and like my sample size, but
sure,
it just felt like no one really believed it or anything.
Wow. And then if anybody did, they were just lame.
Kept it to themselves?
Kept it.
Or
the rest of the 20%?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and since then, you've never really been like drawn back to.
No, this is, you see, and this is why I think it's funny that you invited me on your podcast, because I have pretty much nothing to say about religion.
Nothing.
Like,
to
I'm not
going to
add anything to this conversation that's going to be like so like interesting or like, wow, I like that. I like this take on.
You might be surprised, man.
No, all right.
I mean, you don't have any kind of, you know, because it seems like you're not even. You don't even believe in the idea of like spirituality, do you?
No.
See,
but I'm open to it. I mean, like I'm like just smart enough to know, like I'm how dumb I am, and like
yeah.
I could change my you know, I could learn a new piece of information that might be able to change my. I'm open to all of that stuff, but I'm just right now in my life, no.
What about it? Because okay, this is my thing. Like yes. I am definitely, I consider myself somebody who's trying to have some kind of spiritual path. Like I engage with like people who are also trying to do that thing, or they're like theologians who write about it, or who write about the mystical experience, like all these different religions, and how they kind of try to explain, I don't know, the mysteries of life or whatever consciousness is and stuff like that. But then sometimes I definitely feel like spirituality is such like a, even just describing that feels like you're just putting on some kind of airs
or
something.
Airs, yeah.
Yeah, or it's like, it's trying too hard to even pursue a path.
I completely agree with you. It's also like, I think it has something to do with, like, I don't even really know what spirituality is. Like,
yeah.
Like, no one's really given me a definition where I'm like, oh, okay, that's exactly what it is.
Uh-huh.
Whenever I feel this feeling, that's, I guess you could say, spiritual. Like, I've never had, and I've only heard different definitions. Like, I don't, It's something that's so hard to lock down, at least for me to understand.
For sure.
That I've never even considered even trying.
I got a definition for you.
Let's hear it.
Try out. I've said it on the podcast a bunch, but it's one Sam Harris, who's an atheist,
mm-hmm, yeah,
thinker, dude.
Famous atheist.
Pretty famous atheist.
He is.
Although outside of atheist people, not many people know who he is. Oh, so that just speaks to how famous a famous atheist can really be these days.
That's how you know what team I'm on. I'm obsessed with Sam Harris.
Sam Harris is great, but he has in his book Waking Up, he has which is a book about spirituality from an atheist perspective. He talks about it as like the it's whatever reminds us that the feeling we call I is an illusion. Like the story that we invent for ourselves, like the movie that in our minds of like our whole lives, that there's not a fundamental truth to it. Like there's not like a fundamental objective version of your life. It's always in flux. It's always like, and the thing that like the idea that you, the ego is like a total construct of consciousness and memory and thing like, and like your own memories of your entire life has constructed this idea of who you are and who, what your life is. And so spirituality is something, anything that like seeks to remind you that it's all sort of made, that that kind of thing is made up.
Okay. So there's something outside of you.
Right. And exactly. The world is bigger than you and your story of yourself. So that's why he's a big meditator. So for him, it's like meditation helps him more easily remember that. Although he has like a funky style of meditation where it's like he doesn't believe in like a gradual practice or anything. He's like, no, you just like there's like one where he talks about like try to find where your head is, like in your own body. Like just take a moment, like you can do it right now and just be like, try to place your head. And then it sort of gives you a weird feeling where you're like looking down at your hands like, oh shit, like there's like, I'm just on top of a body.
Okay.
That type of weird shit. Do you ever do things like that?
I, kind of like before, like in bed, like, you know, you're in comfy and you're all like scrunchled up.
Yeah.
Scrunchled
God,
up.
God, I love being scrunchled up, man.
What two words did I try to like make?
Snuggled
and cuddled.
Crunchled. Well. Yeah.
Crunchled up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will try to really just, concentrate on different parts of my body, like my knees, my feet, and then I'll notice that they'll start to kind of like feel warmer.
Oh yeah, body scanning. Yeah,
is that what that is?
That's what that's called. Yeah,
I've been doing that since I was a kid. Like just
so you're just a natural meditator.
That's something that I have done, but not that's I'm not doing that on purpose to meditate. I'm just doing that to kill time before I fall asleep.
But but see, man, sometimes I wonder. Like I feel like. Once you start trying to go down a spiritual path, then it's a lot of bullshit and it's a lot of spiritual pride and it's a lot of invented like importance that I think actually can take you away from if the goal of spirituality is to like remember that you are an illusion,
right.
That this is like, don't take yourself so seriously. The whole spiritual path can be like the whole antithesis to that idea.
Yeah, I was about to say that seems kind of counterproductive.
It totally is. And I'm totally guilty of that. All the time. That's like the challenge.
I need to be so spiritual. I need to figure this out for myself and blah.
Yeah.
Like, so because I want to feel good. It's like it's all you.
It's the constant trap, man. But then, what's the alternative from my standpoint? What I love about your approach is that it's like it feels almost like simple, and it's like I'm not going to participate in the game. And to me, that almost feels like an advanced version of the game.
Oh, that's funny. I don't know. I'm just done with it. It's not like I'm making a stance or anything. I'm just...
Yeah, no, I hear that.
Yeah.
I hear that. But it's like, yeah, from my standpoint, it feels like if I start going down that path, then it's I have no choice but to try to go all the way on that, whatever that is.
I was about to ask you, so you just mentioned that you've been trying to seek spirituality, and what's made it so difficult for you?
Well, that's just in my life on a macro level.
You've been trying for a long time. Why haven't you felt like you've been there? I feel like you know a lot about this.
I think it's because it's the exact problem where I feel like, and I think having hyper self-consciousness and hyper, which is sometimes a negative for me, but it has made me like, I don't know. I feel like I detect my own bullshit and I like don't. Like as soon as I start getting any kind of like haughtiness or any kind of certainty about a position on the nature of reality or whatever spirituality is or whatever, I don't know, what's the right thing to do in the world, then I'm like...
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Who are you? Shut up.
Yeah, or it's like, oh, it can so easily be the quote-unquote right thing to do can also be almost the opposite of that if you contextualize it in a certain way. I don't know. I like... well, I like a lot Taoism, and I mean, I like Taoism specifically as being something of just going with the flow, for lack of a better word, like moving with the momentum of life and natural energy, and not trying to, like, when things, if you're like doing something, if you try something new and it just, and it goes poorly, don't try like hell to like make it work. Just be like, no, I'm just like not gonna avoid doing that. Versus like things that come easily or naturally, or like relationships or friendships that come naturally and easily, just like pursue those and without trying to be artificial about stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like better or more spiritual, but
I like that. I naturally agree with that because I'm all about not exerting any amount of energy into anything. So if something comes naturally, then I continue to do that.
Yeah.
I don't want to spend any of my, that's why I'm super lazy.
That's why you're an improviser.
That's exactly why I love improvising, because I don't have to show up.
Write stuff. Yeah.
And just show up and exist.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always so fun.
But do you also feel like, okay, this is another problem with I've had as a in stand-up that really appealed to me about improv, even though I'm back to liking stand-up more these days.
Okay.
But What I don't like sometimes about stand-up is that it requires you to have a strong opinion or a point of view at times. Certain styles can, not all styles, but certain styles. It seems like you have to be almost borderline preachy or borderline like taking a certain stance, or like, whereas improv, you can be whoever, you can take on an opinion you don't agree with.
Sure.
I mean, is that what appeals to you about it?
Lately I've been approaching improv with my own opinions.
Interesting.
So I'll try to use things like from my life and like, you know, like I'll use names of my friends, and you know, this is basic stuff I'm sure that you've heard a million times, but like, you know, my actual, you know, memories and all that stuff, and trying to take that into scenes. Just again, going back to like, it's just easier just to kind of recall stuff that's already happened in your life.
Totally.
And you know, and opinions are the best way to, you know, like if you're presenting a scene and you're like, oh, I have an opinion on this already, and let's just talk about it.
Yeah, that's definitely one style that certainly appeals to me. I think there's like a, I've been coached and I've been pushed in improv to not do that per se, but to like adopt a character, adopt like, and I think I was talking with either you or Fernando Sosa. I think it was probably Fernando.
If Fernando, you're listening, I love you. Just letting you know.
I think it was Fernando talking about like how he was always a straight man. He was always playing closer to himself in scenes versus like, I don't want to be like the spaceman, like doing karaoke or whatever he said, type of thing.
Yeah, it's, well, if you're straight,
hey,
man.
Do another beer, by the way?
I love another beer. This is great. All right, I'll just answer the question. God, we're talking about improv now. I feel like such a nerd. Oh, thank you. You don't have another IPA?
No more IPAs.
I'll take whatever. What was I saying, guys? Truth be told, Joe is in his kitchen right now. He's like getting me a beer, and I don't even want to be here. He just said that there was beer, and I showed up. Anyway, so improv is like one of those things where it's if you're a straight man in a scene, it's always good to also have your own little, you know,
your deal,
your little, maybe it's just like a physical tick or just something. Your want.
Uh huh. Oh wait, hold on.
What happened?
What
happened? No, you got it.
I probably didn't get it. Never mind. Anyway.
No, I wipe. I always wipe. Whenever I have a beer, I like, if it's, you know, in the glass, I'll just wipe off the thing.
I'm definitely going to take this part out of the episode.
Sure. I don't blame you. Take this whole part out.
Just take the whole thing.
Take the whole past 30 minutes out.
I can take a lot of it out.
focus in. What are we talking about? Let's get a subject.
Improv. Well, but okay. The idea of certainty needed in stand-up versus, and then you're saying your real opinions on stuff is what you do in improv.
I've been doing that lately. I mean, that's the cool thing about stand-up as well, improv as well. Like a lot of different art forms, you grow and you try different things. So right now, I feel like I have been very comfortable with like just talking about how I really feel about subject matter, and it's not just flat like, this is what I think. Like, you overdo it, you know, like you're just giving
thesis statements.
Right. It's you're like, I'm gonna be a little over the top, and like, and if I think like, give me a subject. Let's do this right now.
How often should you shave?
Okay. You know, that's not really like
I don't know, man. Like, you're looking for an opinion or something?
Yeah, what's a hot button?
A hot button thing. Or the transgender bathroom.
For some reason, I'm not even kidding. I knew you were going to say transgender.
The bathroom wall.
The bathroom wall. And then I'd probably just say something like, hey, pass me that banana. You see, and it's subtle, but you don't really know exactly what
it's
talking
so
about.
It's so subtle. Right? I have zero idea.
Mm-hmm.
You're just dodging the question now.
I'm not going to talk about that.
You want to talk about the safe hot and button thing.
Yeah, safe hot.
So Trump.
Like Trump, right. And you could do it. Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah,
like I'd say something like, I love Trump. You know, that's true to me. No, I don't know. But you know what I'm trying
America
to say.
America should be great.
Yeah. America needs to be great again.
Honestly, I've been sitting on this tweet idea. Like, once he loses, I'm like, then America will be great again. But see, I've already said it now. I've ruined it. Now,
tweet it right now.
Anybody who's listening. But then, no, it's going to be most effective when after he loses. But then I also feel like it's going to be such a common, like, it's going to be, like, I don't know. Sometimes you ever think of a joke or tweet that's like, it's already hacky by the time it comes out.
All the time.
It's definitely one of
sometimes
those.
Sometimes I'll post that just to see what type of people I know that will like it. And I'm like, oh, that idiot liked it. That dumb. They're all dumb. You guys are all dumb.
Yeah, you have a weird social media presence.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, one of the reasons I was like, you were a big hit on the comedy jobs post trolling thing.
Well, that guy trolled us.
Yeah.
If you want to be real.
Anyway, we're getting far off tangent.
Yeah.
Far off the tangent that we had already been.
Tangent.
It's pretty bad when you get on a tangent, which is already off subject, and then you get off the tangent.
That's my favorite conversation when you're on like, this leads to this, leads to this, and then if you could somehow try to figure out a way to work yourself back.
So, is your mom upset that you're not Catholic?
There we go. No, I don't think she is. In fact, my mom, she has gone through talking about spirituality. You should have her on this podcast.
Okay.
She herself has like, really done a lot of work into like finding out what makes her happy.
Okay.
Like, and I'm sure she has half the books you have on your bookshelf right now. For listeners,
a lot of self-help.
Joe has a lot of self-help. So
I actually don't have that much self-help out. I keep that private.
Well, I imagine it's like a big, just have like a bunch of banker's boxes full of just.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and I have a tangent on self-help too, but anyway, go on with your mom.
Well, yeah. So I don't think she is as Catholic as she was when she was raising me.
Mm.
So she's kind of like a very like Zen kind of. She's like,
cool.
She's like does yoga. She meditates. She's always telling me to meditate. That's her thing.
Hey,
it's adorable.
I agree with her. I need to meditate more.
I agree. And you know what? And I'm never like, no, I'll never meditate. I'm always like, it's not going to hurt me. I'm just not, I don't know how to.
It's funny how hard it is to even just devote literally like 10, 15 minutes a day to meditating. Well, and yet we all have 10 to 15 minutes.
Sure, you could do it.
Every single person has like some kind of 10 to 15 minutes they could spare for something that feels as important as meditating. And yeah, I fall off like the momentum of like consistently doing that all the time. Like I'll get it going for a couple weeks. A couple weeks is pretty good. A couple months in a row, I'm feeling great. And then like you get cocky and you're like, oh, I don't need this anymore. Like I'm good.
For me, I think my problem is just starting. Like you're right. Everyone has 5 minutes. You could just turn everything off for 5 minutes and do it. But for me, it's like that initial just like, all right, now do it. Like you said you want to do it, now do it. And it's like the easiest thing on earth. Just like sit and
do nothing
somewhere.
Yeah, sit and do. Like, it's like so, it's crazy how painful it is in our modern society because we have so much possible stimulus.
Stimulus. And it's because we have been, or at least in my case, I have been so stimulated because with everything that surrounds me. I'm scared. I'm actually literally scared to be alone in there. With my thoughts, like stresses me out a little bit.
You know what it is? Okay, now this is where I'm going to start sounding like I'm going off the deep end a little bit.
Let's hear it.
Okay, so you know like in the way that, in terms of overstimulation, it almost is to me kind of like blowing your wad like too early. You know what I'm saying? Like not too early or just too much. Like you know, sometimes I will masturbate too much, for instance. And that like depletes my energy versus if I can sustain a long period of not doing that. It's like a delayed gratification type of thing. We don't have any, like having the constant stimulus of Facebook, of video games, and if those don't work, those aren't appealing to us, something on TV or Netflix, and if one of those doesn't work, then maybe I'll go to a party.
Or maybe all of them.
Or maybe like, all of them at
sometimes
once.
Sometimes I'm like on all of that stuff. I'm
right.
Like, what am I doing?
And if not that, I can get a drink now, or I can smoke weed now, and I can immediately feel like better. it's like a that's like an all encompassing blowing your wad constantly versus like building up a sustained denial of it that then makes I don't know.
It makes it special.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like we're all constantly just like burnt. Like we're burning out our synaptic, like our happiness.
Yeah, I see exactly what you're saying. I struggle between what you're saying because I agree, and also there's like a if it itches, scratch it type mentality that I have.
Like, well, right. That's like the naturalism, like you know, Taoistic kind of thing.
Like I have like if I'm hungry, then put food. If you need to pee, then pee. Like if you're horny, then do what you have to stop.
Well,
being horny.
And in a way. Because going against that grain, then actually, I feel when I've because I have fought hard before against that and like sort of like of wanting to do that, and I've been more on denial modes. But you feel removed from a lot of society when you do that. Like I feel like less of a part of a culture when I'm doing that versus when I am just like I don't know being more or less hedonistic.
It seems like you're swinging like really hard back and forth.
You need to
find that nice little.
The middle way. Well, see, I actually was thinking about this earlier, about the middle way, which is like what Buddha preaches. He's like, yeah, this is the middle way. But
man, I'm like a Buddha right now. I'm like an unintentional Buddha.
I know, right? But what I love, I tend towards being a centrist in most things with my politics, with like, I don't know, with just I like improv and stand up.
Sure.
I don't, you know, I just, I don't know. I like all kinds of music. But what I think, the difference is there's a big difference, as I think Alan Watts would talk about Buddha when he saying that when Buddha was talking about the middle way, he wasn't talking about like being super moderate, but about incorporating the best of the opposites of each other.
Mm.
So like incorporating improv and stand up together, not saying like you have to be like a mediocre stand up and a mediocre improviser.
So the mean, not the middle.
I guess, yeah. And so. Yeah, sometimes I swing too far back and forth. I go to extremes a lot in my life, but I think that's just a symptom of realizing that, like I was saying earlier, I sense the bullshit of wherever I'm at,
mm-hmm.
and then I want to go completely against that.
You want
to
stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. It's definitely tough, and it, the only reason why like you want to continue to be better is because you think you can be better,
mm-hmm.
you know? Like. I know I have struggled with this, like, you know,
right.
For you it might be extremes. For me, it has a whole bunch of things that I don't want to get into. but you're like, I know that I'm smart enough or I'm like mature enough to realize I have these issues and I can move forward and like try to like work on them, you know?
Well, it's like, okay, I think this is maybe what happened. This is what happens to me and to, I think, a lot of people who may feel like if people who are constantly wondering, am I living at my fullest potential? I think there's a lot of people like I feel that way. I know there's a lot of other people. There's like almost a constant background hum of like, I feel like I could be or should be doing more with my life. I know I'm not the worst and I'm not in the rock bottom, but like I could be working harder. I could be producing more. I could be
wasting my time doing whatever
something
it is right now.
But what's it's like? So but you're also caught between. Trying to fix that by working harder and stressing yourself out so much and trying to, but that, which is also kind of like a needy sort of like you run the danger of being a try hard, which nobody likes being around. Like you sense that like, oh, he's compensating for a lack of self love and self fulfillment. And then the other side of that is like, you're just trying to nurse the wound that is like, you just feel that pain of like, no, I'm not what I want to be. Let me stay in and drink or whatever tonight.
Yeah. I feel like you and I have similar issues, although mine stems from like distracting myself, not because I want to be better or anything, just because I don't. I think we talked about this a little bit, about the mm-hmm. overstimulation.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like stimulation. Is that a word?
Overstimulizations. Yeah.
Okay, I guess it is.
It's like stimulation.
Is it like scrunching?
Like we're all living in a computer stimulation.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I feel so stupid.
No, you're fine. I say... Did you hear me earlier in this podcast?
You said wad up. What's new?
I said blow your wad. I can't remember the name of anything.
Augustine. Whatever. We're everyone knows we're dumb, right? We're not smart people that are doing this podcast.
Right. And I don't know why you're listening to us.
Yeah. Why you're the dumb one if you're listening. No. What was I saying? Yeah. For me, everything is just a distraction. I'm trying to distract myself because again, I don't want to like being alone with myself
mm-hmm.
is scary. It's something that I want to work on.
Well, I can tell you this too, as somebody who is, I used to have a bit about it, but just like somebody who has tried I'm an introvert, I think naturally, or I'm somewhere 50-50, but I often have like gone deep within myself and retreated, whatever that means. And like, there's nothing there. Like, it's like a big waste of time, I've thought. Like, a lot of quote unquote introspection or trying to figure yourself out. I think it sometimes it's like a cheap way to feel like, oh, I'm going to do some work. I'm going to do some personal work. But like, for me, a lot of that, maybe there was some legitimate stuff of that I needed to like actually have some, develop more self-awareness and things like that. That's not a bad thing, but you can also just chase your own tail for so long, and it can be like a depressing cycle of that, of just like an excuse to stay in and not go out to a party.
Yeah.
When you're not necessarily even doing the like supposed like self-work or whatever.
I just feel like being with yourself mm-hmm. is an exercise, and it's something that you can work on. I've been trying to work on it. Just be comfortable. Like, I had lunch today alone. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I love lunch alone.
I'm starting to love it.
Starting now?
Yeah.
Oh man, I've been a solo luncher for a while. Although it's not possible at my current job, but we have to.
Otherwise, you get fired.
You get shit canned. No, but I do think that like self-love is such a fun, I mean, I don't know. This is like self-helpy maybe, and maybe it seems like stating the obvious to a lot of people, but I don't know if you can like say it enough that like a lot of my problem, I think a lot of problems people have socially or a lot of anger problems stem from a fundamental lack of self-love and from like not developing that deliberately enough, or if you're missing it. Some people just have it so naturally they don't have to work at it at all. But I definitely feel like I had to work at truly like loving and accepting my own faults. And I still do. I still constantly am working at that. But I think you can't, it's like, it's so hard to love other people and truly love other people unless you truly love yourself.
Yeah. I agree. Like, for
not
example,
in a gross way, but
no, I know exactly what you're saying. I've been getting better at, like, I'll see pictures of myself, like, you know, like get tagged in or whatever. And then like, I'll be like, oh fuck, I look like that. Like, fuck, I look gross or whatever. You
right,
know? Like,
right.
I'm like, that's
me.
I'm like, yeah. But only now I'm like, yeah, you look like that. Move on.
Yeah.
That's what you look like. You're dumb. You have a dumb face.
You don't have a dumb face though.
But you know what I'm saying? Like,
you're a desperado, Claude.
All right. But it's like, all right. It's like, or if I listen to this podcast, I'm going to complain about my voice.
Oh, that's why I don't listen back to any of these.
Yeah, I probably might for like 5 seconds, but like, I'm going to listen to my voice and be like, but that's what I sound like. that's really what I sound like to
people.
That's
just what it is.
Move on.
Yeah. And like, I mean, for me, it's like getting even deeper than that. Like, okay, for one thing, like one thing of that for me is like, it took me a long time to realize, like, I don't, you know, like the idea of like love languages, like for relationships.
No.
It's like, there's a book called like the love and the whatever had the number of love. It's like some number. It's
My
like
mom
five.
Has
it's
this
like
book.
The five love languages, I think. Again, lots of Googling to be done after this. But one of the, there's like things where it's like time is like, so how, the ways that you express love and that you would like, you like love being expressed to you in a relationship. So there's some people express love and like loving, especially like time, like hanging out, like just spending time with the person. Some it's like acts of service, like giving gifts. Some it's like verbal, like hearing positive affirmations, like hearing like, oh, I love the, like hearing compliments, that type of thing. And we each have different things that we are, I don't know, maybe we on average give, and then also that we like to
receive. Is there a love language where you're just like super like physically needy and you need to be hugged the whole entire time?
Well, I don't need to be hugged the whole time, but touch is a real one for me where, I would feel, I think not being I have a girlfriend now, but before that,
congrats, by the way.
Thanks, man. But before that, I'd been in a long stretch outside of a long distance relationship. I'd been in a long stretch of not being in a relationship, and not having the consistent touch really drove me like insane. Like, and it's like, you don't realize that it's such a base level thing that you're lacking, but, lacking that sort of lacking that feeling. I mean, I've started talking about this on stage more, but that like it led me going to like these like the fake like Asian massage parlors just as like a place to feel touched.
Yeah. It's just very important. You probably know this, the study where they had like a baby chimpanzee and they had like two options for it. They had like a weird metallic kind of like, it was essentially just like a a contraption with milk on it, right? Mm-hmm. And so like you need milk when you're hungry or whatever. And then the other option was like it was a cuddly kind of like a big teddy bear, let's imagine, but with no milk.
Uh-huh.
And you'd think that the chimp is going to want to go for the one with the milk because right. I need food.
Yeah, yeah.
But it would like 9 times out of 10 or like it would always go to the, like the fuzzy warm option.
Makes a lot of sense
you
to me.
You need it. I mean, we're just like little like needy mammals and we just want to hug and kiss.
Yeah, and there's nothing that's what it like it took me a long time to just accept that like yes, I need some things and it doesn't make me a weak dude for like needing to be touched. It doesn't make I'm not deficient. I just hate like we have a lot of, and I don't know, maybe it's just stuff I've self-imposed, like the shame of going to those places or mm-hmm. the guilt of going to that, or it seems like it's literally illegal to go to like go get jerked off.
You could get a just yeah. legit massage and feel touched.
Yeah, but it's not.
You don't have to get a hand job. That's a different story.
Yeah, but I don't know.
You make it sound story. Like I'm so needy. Like I need to be, it's like, all right, you just get a fucking massage then. You don't have to.
Yeah. I don't know, but not getting sexually touched though. I mean, that's a whole thing. And I don't know. I just wish people would not. I don't want to. I don't feel like guys should feel ashamed of like doing that.
I think everyone. It's another human need that we have to kind of like worry about and it's on the top of the mind.
Yeah, and yet I don't know. But we stigmatize it. We still have like prostitution is still legal. Even mm-hmm. though I feel like that would be a worthy trade. I don't know. This is where I probably start getting like pissing people off or something.
Yeah.
But...
Well, my mom was never. She didn't get upset when I was when
you
I came
were
out
a prostitute.
As an
yeah.
Trying to bring it back there.
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't. Like, isn't there a country? I think one of the Nordic countries that will have, like, if you are physically disabled
mm-hmm.
or you have some sort of like malady ailment or whatever. They will pay for
really
prostitution services.
I've never heard of that.
I'm not even kidding. You could. That's another thing to Google.
Another thing to Google.
When we're finished here, like it's like you have. It's something you need. You need the touch. You need to be.
We do. Wait, what were you saying about your mom and you telling your mom you were like an atheist, basically?
Yeah, she doesn't care. No, she doesn't care. My aunt cares. Her sister.
Your aunt's really grinding her gears.
Is super Catholic, like crazy Catholic.
Yeah,
and that's so funny to me how like, two women raised the same way, the same mm-hmm. genes. One goes this way, one goes like she's fanatical
uh-huh.
when it comes to like her religion.
Like and, always getting on your case about it. Or?
Oh, for sure.
Wow.
Yeah, like well, she'll like we'll have there'll be like family parties and like she'll kind of take me aside a little bit and be like, hey, like so. When you're going to come to Jesus and like stuff like that. And I'm like,
wow.
And I've just gotten really good at just saying like, I have already. I'm super Catholic. Leave me alone.
Oh, Claudio.
I don't know.
You don't have to lie.
I have to lie. I just have to lie because I don't want to hear
you
it.
You don't have to lie.
I have to lie. I'm not going to just because it'll never end. So I'm just like, yeah, I have already. I'm just,
that's sad, man.
Let me eat.
Wait, did I? I didn't tell you the gimmick of this show. We have enough time to do it right now before you need to go.
I've listened to an episode.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
To making up your own religion?
Yeah.
Oh, so are you hip to that?
On the way here, I was thinking like what I could try to do,
oh, we're gonna do
to make up a religion.
We're going
to
do it.
All right, we're doing it.
Stall for me.
I'm stalling. Fuck. For somebody that prides himself on trying to make up shit on the spot, I'm really bad at making up shit on the spot.
No,
okay.
No.
Am I reading that or no?
No, you're not. I'm reading it.
Okay.
This is, Claudia, I hope you take it as a compliment. This is the sloppiest episode of Choose Your Own Religion.
That's so, thank
in quite
you.
A long time.
That's fine. Good. Like, super casual. We're
I'm
drinking
like,
beers.
Yeah. I'm nervous of how, like, my average person is going to receive this, but.
Well.
This is a sad, to be fair, we are having this conversation on a Saturday night. This is very much a Saturday night conversation, not a Sunday afternoon when
right.
I normally record.
This conversation is, like, reminds me of a conversation that I have, like, 3 a.m. We got out of the bars.
Uh-huh.
We're like we just finished watching whatever thing on Netflix.
Totally, yeah.
And so we're like, hey, but what's what I'm saying?
This is even better than a Zanku conversation.
This is a deeper Zanku conversation.
But okay, so time to make up your own religion, Claudio. How and again, this can be silly, serious, whatever.
Right.
God, what's the God in this religion? Is there one monotheistic? Is it polytheistic? Is it like Buddhism where there's no God? Greek system where there's like everybody has like their own like your god of thunder, the mm-hmm. god of like email.
I'm glad you gave me the option for No God, because I'm going to go.
Okay, No God. Okay, simple enough. What would you like the overarching like ethos, the main message of your religion to be?
You're going to die. Never forget you're going to die.
Never forget.
I feel like way too many people just kind of live their life like they're never going to die.
Now, okay. I don't even think that's actually a bad thing. It's funny the way you're phrasing it, but I actually do think there is something liberating about like being constantly aware that this is our one shot.
No, in my religion, every single day, when you wake up before you go to sleep, like say, I'm going to die. I'm not going to live forever. So like whenever, like, and really, truly, really like,
internalize
think about
that,
it.
Yeah.
Like I will die.
Well, that's something.
And then, so like when something happens to you, like that's just bullshit. Just like, oh, this person didn't, when I went for a handshake, he gave me a fit. Like, don't, like, just, you're going to die. Nothing is important. Move on.
You know what? It sounds silly, but the samurai actually used to do that. Like, it's like, it used to be a practice samurai do is, like, visualize your death.
Yeah.
Like imagine, I mean, this is kind of fucked up sounding, right? But, like, imagine yourself getting in a car crash. Like, what that would look like. Like, and you just fucking, it's just over.
That's probably how I'll die.
I mean, it could be.
I might die. It might be after this podcast.
It might.
I really Jesus hope not. If it is, Christ.
Don't release this.
Delete this. If it is.
How cool would it be to eventually release this, though? Like, maybe 30 years later?
If you give it to my mom or something, let's say. Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes, like, you know, like when the band members die and then they just play on without the band member and they're like, oh, he would have won it this way. I don't know if he always would have won it this way.
No, I don't think so either.
I think they would have been like, no, please retire in my memory.
Yeah, hey, stop. I was an integral part of this band.
Yeah, I worked hard at that.
Come on, man.
I built the AC/DC brand. Yeah,
come on.
Okay, so you're going to die.
You're going to die.
Never forget.
Never forget. You're dying.
All right.
Act like it. Mean it.
Act like it.
Act like you're gonna die.
Get it together and remember you're gonna die.
And also, like, just the other day, check this out, Joe. The other day I saw a dude walking by on the sidewalk and he had a smile on his face, but it looked kind of painful a little bit. Like, it was a painful smile, and that for some reason touched me so much. And I could just be projecting, by the way. He actually could have just had a very sincere smile on his face, but his face is, unfortunately, it looks like that. But like, but it seemed like he was smiling through pain.
Yeah.
And that made me kind of like choke up a little bit in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then so that kind of helped me realize, smile, you know, like.
Smile.
It's, despite everything, just try to have a smile on your face.
Okay.
And move forward.
Well, that kind of goes to the next question, which is, what are the rules? What's a sin in this religion? And so not smiling is one of those.
Yeah. A sin would try to be like,
it would be forgetting that you're going to die.
Yeah. If you
not smiling,
you smile, try to have fun,
right?
Try to enjoy yourself and try to enjoy other people, you know? And I'm talking about this like as if like I do these things. I don't.
No, like, no, that's the point. Like, this religion doesn't have to be something you actually embody.
No, because I definitely
could be a better version of yourself.
Yeah, this is the person I'm like trying to be right now.
Well, you know what, dude? A lot of people give Christians shit for like, oh, you're a hypocrite. You're not like what you like. You don't practice what you preach.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's why they call it a practice, right? Mm-hmm. It's something you have to try at and you're going to fail at. Like, you don't, it's practice.
Okay.
And it's like a religious practice. Like, you might have a religion that is like, this is the idea. Like, I do believe I'm aspiring to be like Christ and I'm going to fall short all the fucking time.
Okay.
So I think that that's valid in this. Don't forget you're going to die.
Well, thank
you. Smile and remember you're going to die.
Yeah. Smile and remember you're going to die.
Cool. Is there any holy text in this religion?
Like a book that I do a I have book, to write a book?
Could be a pamp. You could write a book.
I don't want to write.
Could
a
be
book.
A pamphlet, a blog, a newsletter, a poem. I mean, there's lots of types of literature called. Do I need to?
You don't. I already
a
had
limerick.
An answer. Yeah, you could keep. Or you could stop.
Sonnet.
You could stop. Stop saying.
It could be an essay.
Joe, I don't. Okay, just stop. You don't have to keep
an
on going.
MLA formatted research paper.
Please stop. I get it. I already have an answer. If you want to stop.
A synopsis of a movie.
Okay. Get really familiar with the human body. Study anatomy.
So the body is the text.
Yep. Like, really, like, learn
it. Hey, cheers for giving the trippiest answer to what's a text.
Learn it.
Learn the body.
Learn the body. Like, learn what a vein is as opposed to what an artery is.
Just acquaint yourself,
yes,
please.
Really know it.
For worship, or is there a regular worship or a gathering, a get together, whether it's weekly, monthly, a yearly thing, like a Day of the Dead type thing, or is it more often than that?
That's today, by the way, guys. We're recording this on Day of the Dead.
Is this actually the Day of the Dead?
I think so.
Because then the day after Halloween is actually All Saints Day, like at the day once the dead have risen.
Well,
or something.
That's also ironic too, because that's a celebration of death as well. Yeah. That's kind of like what I'm talking about.
Yeah, a celebration of death. Yeah.
You know, really kind of like.
So that's what
it's not sad. I also want to point out that death, and this is not what I really feel, but I want to feel that death is not sad.
You know what? I don't think it's that sad. I mean, I am sad when people I love die, but the idea that this is, we have a finite end to this doesn't bum me out. I mean, part of that is like, I'm a huge Grateful Dead fan, and they literally part of their name is just like that remembrance of like, thank God this is like, this wouldn't be precious if it didn't have an end. Like life it wouldn't be important at all if it was just an infinite, like you could just play this game forever. Like if you just were like if your PS4 could never die and you just were rebooting for literally the rest of your life, then each game would be like, well, this is fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then that's exactly why I say you have to really understand
that you're going to die. That's what I'm saying. You don't need to sell me on it.
Okay. Well, listen, average listener, to the sloppiest Choose Your Religion podcast. Uh-huh. That's what I'm saying. All right.
Okay.
And what were
so
saying?
Is there a get together? Yeah,
yeah.
Did we get together with people?
It is.
Remember this?
Yeah. Find something you love to do, whether it's stand up, improv, woodworking, soccer,
right?
Whatever you like to do. First, you have to find that. That's hard sometimes. And do it, and be happy. And those people around you that are sharing in the same thing that
just
you love.
Tell them they're gonna die.
No, just well, they'll know because in my religion, everyone's my religion.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah. And this is my perfect world. Everyone is thinking like this.
Okay. And so.
And if not, you have to strap a bomb to your body and kill people in the name of my religion.
Oh dear God, Claudio! What the fuck, man?
You're all gonna die at any moment. That's part of the tenet.
This is kill you. I'm not endorsing this as part of the Choose Your Own Religion podcast. This goes against everything this is about. Alas, so that kind of takes care of a lot of the questions I had. If it's just whoever you're hanging around,
obviously do not commit.
But I'm saying like if you're just gonna be worshiping around whoever you're around, so there's not like a regular worship space then or get together.
Worship is just
wherever you are.
Your friends,
your individuality,
your friends, and whatever you guys both love to do.
So is there any kind of is there any kind of community then among other people who are like these individuals who are
this whole thing is not. This is we're building a religion right now,
right.
But I really don't want to put a name to it, or like I don't want.
Oh, we're
going to
put a name to it.
Oh man, that's part of the questions too, right?
Yeah, that's the last question.
That's the thing. It's like I don't want it to be. This is just a something that you just think about, right?
Right.
It's just not like.
So the religion doesn't. The only thing religious about it is you're constantly thinking about it.
Well, don't think about it. That's another sin. That's a sin. That's fuck that. That's the real sin is
thinking.
Is do not think about this religion as a religion. If you do, then you're out. This is just something you tell yourself every once
in a while. Do not think about this religion as a religion.
Yeah.
Is that the name of the religion too?
Yeah.
I mean, because look, when going down this lines, I mean, I have questions about like what aspects of worship, like music, prayer, apologies. That's not going to that's going to apply.
I have
questions about like what the community looks like. Is there a youth group? That doesn't apply.
Why would there be a youth group?
Yeah, exactly.
There might be some youth.
Is there any kind of sense of volunteering or service or outreach?
Not unless you like it.
None of this applies.
No.
Just the main thing you can, this is what, to tie this actually in a nice bow, this sloppy episode, but to put it on a really nice bow. This is what I love about you and about you not following a spiritual path is that I do think there is a spirituality to non-spirituality, and there is a spirituality to not trying, and there is maybe the best way to do it is to fucking not think about it and not analyze this stuff, and you can actually get closer to a direct experience with life.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to negate your whole podcast right now.
Nah, man, there's no possible negation.
I'm trying to make this whole entire thing invalid.
Well,
you talk about it, it exists, and you give it validation, and then boom.
So you're the non-existent religion.
Yeah.
Well,
that's it.
Too bad,
you're
man.
You're gonna die.
You didn't negate this podcast. I think I got you.
What? No, I got you.
No, I got you, man.
No, this is my podcast now.
Welcome to Choose Your Own Religion with Claudia.
Me.
I'm going to have to replace, there's like a picture of me on the podcast splash page with me and like doing a little
it's
holy
gonna
symbol.
It's going to be a really bad picture of me and I'll just get used to it.
Yeah,
like, just, oh God, yeah, I look like that.
Just you with a goatee era.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I like mustache era, Claudia.
I have a mustache right
much
now,
better
guys.
Than goatee. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I like the beard.
Thanks, man. Well, I've had it the entire time you've known me.
I like it. Doesn't mean I don't like it.
Thanks, man. Well, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me, Joe. This is a lot of fun.
This is a lot of fun.
And one last thing.
Wait, is there anything you want to plug, by the way?
No, I don't.
Okay.
If I do, I do want to apologize if you were expecting anything, you know, actually spiritual to the average listener, like you said. And yes, this was sloppy, and I didn't want to derail you so much, but
you didn't,
thank you for indulging me.
You're welcome. You didn't indulge me. Thank you for giving me an episode that's very different from the rest of the ones I've done.
Okay.
So, because, you know, things can get maybe get repetitive on here. I don't know. I don't listen to this podcast. I just make it.
Neither do I.
Well, thanks, man.
Bye. Thank you, guys.
That's the show. Thanks to Claudia Saavedra. Please subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher. Please leave a rating or review. Like the Facebook page. I love you all. Namaste.
What's a Creative Podcast Network?